Good morning. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett with Business Radio X here at the Small Business Matters Conference at the beautiful Hyatt Atlanta Perimeter at Villa Christina. And I am very excited because I have the very talented Mary Parker with me today. Mary is president and CEO of All-in-One Security Services. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex.
I heard your presentation, and I'm very curious about your book, The Chick in Charge. Tell us about The Chick in Charge.
Well, first of all, I said to Kervance after leaving stage, he did ask the question, you know, what is the chick in charge? And I think it's important for people to understand that the chick in charge is not an attitude, which many people think. It is actually a posture. It is a posture of courage. It is a posture of leadership. It is a posture of can do. You know, if it is to be, it is up to me. So the chick in charge is the one who gets things done no matter what.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. If it is to be, it is up to me. I like that. I think I'm going to put that on my refrigerator every morning. Take a look at that. But you talked about a posture. What did you mean by that? Let me ask you that first.
Position. I mean that the posture is a position that one takes and one holds on the decisions that they make for whatever it is that they're faced with, you know. So many times we as women will take a blow and we lay down on it and never recover, or we constantly are reminded that this, that, or the other happened, and we infuse that into who we are. But that was a what to me. That was an incident. That's done. It's over. And so now, because of my position and posture, you know, we don't keep that thing alive. We let it die and keep it moving.
Well, I guess what I was thinking of too with posture is I noticed this earlier when you walked in here. You have a very a certain way that you carry yourself, Mary, that it kind of, you demand, I don't know what the word is, respect, or when people see you walk by, we know, okay, there's a woman that's got it going on, just because of the way you carry yourself.
Well, thank you, Alex, but you know, I must say some of that is intentional because it's a characteristic, and I learned a long time ago that one displays their confidence, one displays a lot of characteristics, and also one's presence commands respect and attention. Being in the security industry, I learned that I could not go into a room because my audience or my colleagues were predominantly males, white males, so I've got to go in with something to diffuse the authority that's already there when I get there. And, you know, so over years, it's been my confidence. I built my confidence. But you know what increases one's confidence? Is expertise, knowledge, wisdom, experience, and all of those things. So, you know, when you're equipped with the experience as well as the preparation for what it is you're doing, you can command that type of authority.
And don't you think as women, we have to go a little bit further, go the extra mile with that? Because, Mary, for the past 23 years, I've been in the world of academia. I've taught theater and public speaking at a college. And then I've just since February been in the business world. And I've noticed a big difference of the way I was noticed in the educational field and the way I'm noticed now. I seem to be somewhat invisible at times and I think it's because I'm a woman. And you're right, you have to go the extra mile.
Well, Alex, you know, I often say to people that I'm intentional about being better than. And better than for this reason, because as women business owners, we're just starting to get some level of recognition, and I don't call that equality. And so if you are going into a room or a business or what have you, considering or thinking that you want to be as good as or you want to be equal to, you're already losing. You're already losing. So when you go in with that posture of, I'm better than my competitors, I'm better than because I know that I'm equipped as well as being experienced at it. And so I can go in with the challenge already of saying that, you know, we're going to win. It's not all about winning, though. But in this situation, because I've prepared myself to be better than what is expected, I'm going to win.
And it's, if you look at your company and the way your company's grown, that certainly has worked for you.
Yes, and it is a formula that will work for anyone, but it's hard work.
It is.
It's consistency, and it's, you know, it's building relationships all over in all types of industries as well. But, you know, not just meeting people, not just networking, but truly building relationships. If you recall, someone asked the question about how do you seek a mentor, though that's where you develop your mentors, from those relationships that you've already acquired.
Well, Mary, this has been a pleasure. I do want you to tell our audience how they can find you and find your book, The Chick in Charge.
Oh, well, you can certainly find it if you're at the conference today, the Small Business Matter Conference. We do have the book on sale here. In addition to that, you can get the book online at www.thechickincharge.com. It is also available at Barnes & Noble's eBooks or the iTunes, any of the electronic book forms.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for chatting with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alex. I enjoyed speaking with you.